the texts are one of the four mainstays. And so the texts, as you may notice, the first time you're exposed to them, many times they don't really hit home. But then later you'll read them and suddenly you realize that everything that was in that text has come totally alive in you. And that was mentioned. And so you see the writing out of the text, this relationship with the text is very, very powerful. It has more power than you could ever imagine. Because it is the first time that human beings anywhere have ever read or written these words. The first time ever. So it represents the coming to the fore of open intelligence in the entire universe. This is what's happening right now. You see, it's unreasonable. It can't be reasoned out. Sylvan's laughing because I said unreasonable. Now, yes. And so you see, we might try to reason how it would be possible for everyone in the world to get this message. However, as we're reasoning about how it would be possible, everyone is getting the message. And so you see, the message is already alive in them, and then it's going to just pop open all of a sudden. So you see, this is a very important time. It can't be imagined what's happening here. What's happening here right now for human beings and all beings cannot be imagined. It's a very special time, very unique. 100% commitment is key. There's no vacillating, sometimes committed, sometimes not committed. And so after the introduction to open intelligence, 100% commitment is key in order for 24/7 recognition to come about. Do you see what I mean? So this is it. 100% commitment. 100% commitment. And so you see the lamp of benefit has always been turned on the self. Lamp of benefit. That's what we're taught to do. We're taught to train the lamp of benefit on the self. Give myself benefit. Well, maybe I'll help you, but only if I've given myself benefit first. But you see, there is some wisdom in that, because when we give a 100% commitment to open intelligence, what comes about is our own self-benefit, our own real self-benefit. And through that self-benefit, we then see how to be of benefit to others. So this is a very, very important key point, this 100% commitment. And it isn't a matter of doing anything. It's the instinctive recognition just comes on more and more. And you see, so that instinctive recognition that's coming on, that's inexhaustible. It'll always be that way. More and more instinctive recognition. Inexhaustible. This is because the lamp of benefit is out. It's out. Now it's in everything. The lamp of benefit is shining brightly in everything. Everything is luminous, not so solid and concrete and real like it was, right? Yeah, it isn't all so serious anymore. So serious. Ooh. Life is so serious. It isn't like that anymore. Instead, you just kind of look like you've been tickled. Yeah, it's true. All shining and tickled. And this is good, cheering up, because the basis of open intelligence is the benefit of all. It is definitely good cheer for all. So first and foremost, we take residence in open intelligence, in OI. Oh, I like that so much. Now every time someone calls me on the phone, they say OI. OI. It is where we live. It is our identity. We don't have any other identity. Everything about us that makes us work, we're the puppets of open intelligence. The wildly waving wisdom wands of open intelligence. That's what we are. So everything about us that is energized to do anything is energized by open intelligence. All the ideas that we're some kind of independently generated person that is doing everything themselves, that is isn't true. It just isn't true. So we align ourselves with reality. We align ourselves with the truth of reality by relying on open intelligence. And then we can see, just as we're alive, hi Suda, with beneficial alive intelligence, everything is. Everything is the table, the iPad, everything. Open intelligence, vast, unchanging, indestructible. Wild, free, and dynamic all at once, not inseparable. Data and open intelligence are not inseparable. They're not inseparable. The lamp shines in all data, the lamp of open intelligence. And so you see, any point of view you have, it's shining up, shining forth. Shining out, shining in, shining as, shining of, open intelligence. All we've done is pay a little bit too much attention to the dictionary definition. Isn't that true? When we relax a little bit, that's all we do. We relax a little bit and we say, wow. That definition isn't quite as hard and fast as I thought it was. I like this home better. Yeah, easier to live, easier to be in the more expansive home.